Sit quietly, with back erect but not stiff. With an attitude of surrender to Bhagwan and to the Guru. Eyes softly closed. Consciously relax the body from head to toe. And toe back to the head, relaxing each part. Full attention to the body. Completely relaxed. Now put your hands above your forehead. We'll do a breathing in, out, on the long. Two fingers above the nostrils. With the right thumb, you control the right nostril. And with the ring finger, you control the left nostril. So breathe in and out to the left nostril 5 times. Slow, deep breaths. With a gap in between. Now the right nostril 5 times. Now we'll alternate in through the right, out through the left, in through the left, and out through the right. Slow breaths with a pause in between. Now hands on your hips, on your thighs. Just pay attention to the breath. That will quieten the mind. Today's shloka is from Kaivalya Upanishad. Achintyam avyaktam anantarupam Shivam prashantam amritam brahmayonin Tat adi madhyant vihinam ekam Vibhum chidanandam arupam adbhutam. Last week, we meditated on the Lord that is within our heart as the form. You can choose any form of the Lord to meditate in your heart as the life principle consciousness. Today, we will meditate on Lord who is formless, all-pervading. Lord's true nature, Brahman's true nature is formless. But that Lord takes different forms. Lord Shiva, Sri Krishna, Sri Ram, Mother Durga, all different forms are one, manifesting as many. So let us meditate on the formless that is within my heart. And the Upanishad says, Achintyam. The mind and intellect cannot know it, but it is that which illumines my mind and intellect. Avyaktam, that Lord is unmanifest, even though in my heart I am not able to see him or know him. But the whole world manifests because of that unmanifest Lord. Anantarupam, all the forms that you see in the world are that Lord alone. The animals, birds, plants, fish, humans, stars, planets, rocks, mountains, rivers, trees, are all that form alone, the one consciousness appearing as many. Shivam. That Lord in our heart is very auspicious. All good things happen when we connect with the Lord within. Prashantam. A mind connected with the world outside is agitated, disturbed. When the mind is turned inwards to Bhagwan within, becomes peaceful because he is all peace. Amritam, immortal, God always was, is, and always will be. And that is my true nature. My body will perish, but the consciousness within will always remain. Brahma Yonim. This Lord is not only creator of the whole universe, also creator of the creator, Brahmaji. Even Brahmaji is a manifestation of that Supreme Lord. Tatha adi madhyant vihinam ekam. There is no beginning, middle, or end. Where did this consciousness begin? It is beginningless. Not only in time, but also in space. It goes beyond time, goes beyond space. There is no middle, there is no end. It is one homogeneous mass of consciousness that is infinite in time and space. Ekam. There is only one Lord, one God. All this variety we see is nothing but that same consciousness appearing with name and form. Its unmanifest form is real. This whole world is a projection upon that. Vibhum, all-pervading. There is no place where Brahman, the consciousness, is not. Is everywhere in everything. Everything is divine. It is in me, therefore I am also divine. Chidanandam. It is of the nature of consciousness and bliss. Makes me aware of the world and also connecting to the Lord gives me bliss, joy. Arupam is formless. If something is all pervading, cannot be formed. Any form we give to the Lord is for our connection, our Ishta Devta. We can connect to the Lord as a form, but the true nature is formless. Adbhutam, it is wonder, it is wonderful. How that infinite consciousness manifests as all these beautiful names and forms, planets, stars, billions of galaxies. Think of these qualities outside. As the all-pervading infinite consciousness, which is the cause of this world, itself unmanifest. The same consciousness is within the core of my intellect, the spiritual heart, as the pulsating life principle. In meditation, we quieten our mind by observing the breath and relaxing the body. With that quiet mind, shift your attention to the Lord's presence within me, within my heart, as my beloved Ishta Devta, but reality is formless, unmanifest, but appearing as my body, mind, intellect. That is my true nature. I am that divine being. So for the next 10 minutes, shift your attention from the world to the Lord within. If the mind wanders, bring it back and pay attention to the Lord, who is all kind, all compassionate, all peace, all auspiciousness. That is what we call as Brahman, the Supreme Consciousness, infinite. Next 10 minutes, we will sit in silent and contemplate upon that truth. शांति शांति शांति, हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। At different times during the day, turn your attention to the Lord, either as your Isht Devta, Sri Ram, Krishna, Shiva, whoever, or shift your attention to the formless presence within me as consciousness and outward as the entire universe and beyond. The more often you remember, more often your mind will be purified. And you can chant mentally the mantra, either Om or the mantra of your Ishta Devta, Om Namah Shivaya, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, etc. Keep your mind on the Lord as often as possible. Thank you.